Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Feminism, the F-bomb for feminism. The company FCKHA has released an internet video that purports to promote gender equality, but critics are accusing the producers of exploiting young girls, and you'll definitely see why in a moment with this video. But this video features eight girls ages 6 to 13 dressed up like princes using princesses using profanity as they're talking about pay equality and sex abuse. And think about it. You dress them up in this way to act that way, which is pushing the, it's exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
You got to see this. Look, listen to this. Watch this.
An internet video supposedly promoting gender equality is accused of exploiting young girls. F-bombs for feminism features girls dressed up as princesses and using profanity to rant about pay inequality and sexual abuse. Here's a bleeped out version.
Pretty. Pretty.
Pretty.
What the f***?
I'm not the pretty f***.
Helpless princess in distress.
I'm pretty f***. Powerful
and ready for success.
So what is more offensive?
A little girl saying
or the unequal and sexist way
society treats girls and women.
And Dr. Linda Mental joins us now to talk about this. Linda, needless to say, this is very shocking.
It is. And on the one hand, I hate giving them even the slightest promotion of that video, but we do need to be talking about
Definitely.
It because of what it means in
is
our culture.
Is it child abuse?
Yeah, it actually is, because I looked up the federal definition of child abuse, and if it says any recent act or failure to act on the part of a parent or a caretaker which results in emotional harm or exploitation. And if you watch that video, it is so clear that they are exploiting those young girls. There's no way that those young girls would know to use that language, to talk like that, to have that attitude. So they're obviously being coached by some producer and parents who are in agreement with doing that.
That brings us to our next question. Why would any parent agree to allow their child to do this?
Well, the only thing I can think of is that it probably has to do with money. And so if you're a parent and you're thinking, oh, I have a little child actress and I'm going to, you know, honey, it's kind of like what they say to adults, you know, you might have to do this nude scene, but it's part of what you have to do for your career. Yeah. Although adults have the right to decide and to choose, and a child does not have the capacity to say, this is good for me, not good for me. The parent is responsible for that. So I'm guessing that there was some kind of promise of money or fame, which is so huge in our culture today.
What kind of impact would something like this have on the girls in the video?
You know, that is the scariest part of this to me, because once you put something on video and it is out there, it is not retractable. And so for the rest of their lives, those little girls are going to be marked by this kind of video that's going to follow them where they go. And once they find out what they were actually saying and what they meant. And the one part that's really disturbing that you and I were talking about as we were watching that is this part where they're talking about how awful it is to be sexually assaulted by a male. But they're using sexually assaultive language towards men
Exactly.
to bring that point out. So the whole thing is so wrong and so disturbing.
It's really disturbing. And feminism is supposed to be about empowering women, but clearly they are not concerned about the girls in the video.
No, and there's nothing empowering about this. If nothing else, it's teaching girls to be disrespectful, to use coarse and horrible language towards another person. It's exactly the opposite of empowering you. It's very cruel, to, in my opinion, to what they're doing to those girls.
Wow. And Linda, here we are talking about which is what they're aiming for, about the girls being, you know, so vulgar and everything. But this really does need to be exposed.
It really does. And I hope that anybody who watches that on YouTube would write in and say, this is horrible, horrific. I hope somebody legally goes after these producers under this idea of child abuse and exploitation. I took this to one of my lawyer friends, and she said they could have a case. So if you're out there and you're watching it and you want to take on something, be a great cause.
I think a lot of people would back that effort, definitely. Dr. Linda Mental, thank you so much for joining us today.
How in the world could that be empowering these young girls? How in the world could degrading yourself and degrading your children, how could another woman do this to a girl?
Terrific.
For your own personal gamut, why would you even do that to a child? And, you know, how does that empower women? And if we've seen this quite some time, how what, you know, empowering a woman does not necessarily mean disempowering a man. It's both. Human beings are empowered and created in the image and the likeness of God. You know, for a man to arise to his place in life does not mean that a woman has to be pushed down to for him to have a place, nor does for a woman to arise to her place, does that mean that a man has to be pushed down. That if we're created in the image and the likeness of God, then we would say, you know, what are you doing dishonoring another human being, dishonoring the other gender, whatever that is, or dishonoring these young girls? And I mean, just like we were talking about in the, you know, the last wind of force across the earth is going to be an economic force. And the question they asked in this interview, why would anybody do this or get their girls to do this? And they said, probably it was for money. Just like they do an adult. They said, you got to do this nude scene. If you want this money, you got to do this nude scene. And they said, well, you know, I had to have the job or what. It's like, at some point we got to say, this is not right. You know? And, but our kids are just getting inundated with all this imagery. And it's like, there is no, where are the values? Where are the morals? Nobody's perfect, but this is like just a flood of who cares and just let it all go, whatever. And this is what the Word of God says. They gave themselves over to it. And this is like giving ourselves over to the antithesis of righteousness, just giving ourselves over. And then what happens with that, if you read Romans chapter 1, he gives us over to do what ought not to be done, and things begin to get destroyed in our life. And it's like we have to go, you know what? This is not right. I mean, especially some of the things we can't talk in details about, the expectation they have of people who are, you know, maybe they own a daycare or they're a teacher or something like that. And it's like, and then whoever the leaders were over these children, they did that to these children. I mean, that they should be, you know, based on those standards, right? And all that training and all that stuff. It's like, hey, you know, they totally violated they did not empower these young girls at all. And you'll find out when you give your life to God, you know, and when I wasn't saved, you know, I didn't know the Lord. I didn't think I could even talk without certain adjectives. I mean, I was going to express myself, I just did. That's just how I talked. And then when I got saved, I just, some of those things, just what I used to drop these words, I didn't drop them anymore, more, because I found out I could actually have a conversation
without them.
But I didn't, as an unbeliever, I didn't even know I could. Yeah. I really didn't. I remember watching the Christian, and I was just became a Christian. I was watching him. I'm like, man, you talked for like 20 minutes and you didn't use one of these words.
Yeah.
It was a new thing for me. And so if an unbeliever, you can't say, you know, this word is bad, but the fact that it's a child, and that we're doing this, that's actually how we're trying to empower her, is to degrade her and to degrade women. I don't think that should be done. And we just want to pray for these girls and just pray that they would know the Lord and they would be protected and to value them, because one day they're going to choose to have a family. One day their children are going to see this, and they're going to see what you did for these girls. Dear Lord, we pray, have mercy on our country. Teach us how to be men and women, and forgive us, Lord, we failed in that. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.